Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to your life. And gosh, what a week, I tell you. Lots of things happening, lots of events happening. I will be down today, right after this, down at Susan G. Komen, and I'm really excited. I hope a bunch of you are going to be joining me down there at the Dodger Stadium, and that's another great thing that we're going to be doing. Lots of stuff to do, lots of stuff to give away. I want to give out our phone number here at our show here. All you have to do is call up and leave us your name and your number, and those are for all of our great giveaways. Again, if you are just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I'm Kim, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I welcome you. If you are in your home, in your car, already at work, wherever you are, you know, we talk about amazing things that can add value to your life. And of course, we always start off with a little bit of motivation. You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. And really, you know, sometimes we get stuck in our tracks, and we need to just keep moving forward. You know, all of you obviously have heard that I've gone through a really hard time losing my mom, and I thank you all for so many cards and thoughts and just calls, and I can't tell you how much that means to me. But the thing that's really helped me is honestly just waking up, looking at all the stuff I have great to be grateful for, and to just keep walking and breathing. And that's what I suggest. I hope that you can do in your life when you're going through anything that's happening in your life. So again, Tom, how are you?
Doing great, Kim. Good. Another nice day. A little bit of rain over the weekend, but looking good. We got St. Patty's parades today. There, yeah. All the fun.
So many things going on. All right. Okay. So and of course, you know, Nancy Reagan passed away, right? And huge crowds over there at the Ronald Reagan Library.
Service was Friday.
Yeah. So wow. And it's funny. My husband was driving on the 405, and he saw the whole parade. You know. So it's just, I don't know, just an interesting time right now. But I do have a celebration at St. Patty's Day over at the Ronald Reagan Library, and that's Thursday, March 17th, and that's under the wings of the Air Force. So if somebody's interested in possibly going there and enjoying their party there, I'd love to give those away. But we've got so many things that we need to talk about today. Also today at 1 o'clock, come help step up fundraiser for the new daycare in preschool for homeless kids. The event is called Three Bears Come Home, and that will take place at the Ventura Center for Spiritual Living, located on Laurel in Ventura, right down the street from the Rubicon. And it will feature singers Rocky the Clown and other performers. Doors will open at 12:30, and it's a free event. So, but those who are able to are asked to make a donation to this wonderful cause. So, another great thing for, you know, for doing great things. That's what this show is all about. Another thing, Big Brothers and Big Sisters are having their Ventura Bowl for Kids' Sake at the Harley's Camarillo Bowl starting at 9 a.m. Sign up and fundraisers to make a positive, long-lasting impact on children in our community. And one last thing, and then we'll start our show, and we've got great stuff that we're going to be talking about, but don't miss Ventura Waters Water Take One. It's a film awards on March 24th at the downtown Ventura Century 10 movie theater, and the ceremony aims to create awareness of water as a valuable source by inviting filmmakers locally and worldwide to submit films addressing the topic of water. This year's theme is Watch, Collaborate, and Sustain. Again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And, of course, we've got lots of great giveaways. Our first guest this morning is going to be Dr. Louis Aroney, and he is the author of The Change Your Biology Diet. And so I'm really excited to hear about that. I'm telling you, I've been really, you know, just going through stress and all that stuff. You start to lose weight and then you're like, okay, this is kind of a good thing. Also joining us today is Dr. Nicholas Hedberg and Danielle Cook to talk about their book, The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide. And lastly, we will be talking with Vicky Samra and Mike about the Clock Tower Inn and the Now restaurant. I actually ate there last week when I was over at the Rubicon. And oh my God, I'm telling you, Tom, the man who shot Liberty Valance was amazing. Another great show. I mean, every one of their shows are great there. So anyways, I'm going to start off with also, I guess we should probably start to talk about all of our giveaways. I'm already ready to give something away, but let's do that.
Pete's Breakfast House is one of our giveaways this morning, located at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. Also, the Midtown Cafe, Loma Vista Road in Ventura. Two great restaurants. The Urbane Cafe is in there, too, for a healthy gourmet brunch. 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. You can find a little sparkle to brighten your day from Vivi Jewelry. And also, all the way through March 20th, catch The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, another great play put on by the Rubicon Theater. Kim has your tickets here.
There you go. And let's just start off with that. I've got a pair of tickets to The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and that's over at the Rubicon Theater, right off of East Main Street. And it's going all the way till March 20th. So definitely call in right now. And the number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's start off with our first guest, and Dr. Louis Aroney. Is that how I pronounce your name?
That's correct.
Oh, we were good. Okay, great.
Good job.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book. Is this your first book?
No, this is my third book. I run the Weight Control Center at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Many of your listeners know who I am. I've been Dave Letterman's doctor for the past 25 years.
Wow, that's great. Okay, right. So you've got some knowledge there, right? And I love it. So some proven facts, I guess that's what I wanted to say.
That's right. And this is what we've done now. And the point of the book is that our research has shown is that there are ways that you can eat that make it a lot easier, to lose weight. Having protein for breakfast, we find, is one of the best appetite suppressants around. So instead of having a donut, a bagel, a Danish, having protein for breakfast tends to curb your appetite later in the day.
Okay, so protein. Just what would you say a good protein would be?
It could be a protein shake. It could be eggs. It could be sausage. It could be soy-based products. There are a lot of different options. Greek yogurt, ricotta cheese. There are many things. The book is full of recipes that you can make. You can freeze them. You can eat them day after day. So what we've done is distill the essence of the high-protein diet, the paleo diet, the Atkins diet, and we figured out where you can be flexible. Because diets like that, everybody loses weight when they do that. The problem is they lose their mind after a while because they crave carbohydrates. That's a backup mechanism. And then when you start eating the carbs, you lose control of your eating. You just can't stop. And so we've been able to analyze this and figure out where you can slip the carbs back in and not lose control.
You know, it's interesting. Breakfasts are really hard for me because, well, one, if I have sugar in the morning, I'm like already sugar for the whole afternoon. I'm craving. But if I can even like roll up some turkey in the morning, I don't mind having that as opposed to having, I'm not really an egg person. I'd almost rather have sauteed vegetables. Is that wrong?
No, that's absolutely fine. You can have whatever you like. But this habit of having cereal, oatmeal, we find that a lot of people, it'll trigger their eating later in the day. Are there people who are fine eating it? Absolutely. But if you find that you're hungry 2 to 3 hours after having cereal for breakfast, it could be that the cereal is triggering your appetite and you need to switch to a protein breakfast.
And that's one of the issues that we have. And you just, as a kid, my favorite breakfast was sugar frosted flakes.
Oh, my God. I was just
number
in
one
Costco, and I said, honey, do you think I should eat this? And he's like, really, Kim?
And then what do you put in it? A banana. Okay. And then what else do you have? A waffle. You have a pancake. And we've been trained over the years to start off our day with those foods and very little of a protein.
Yeah.
Except when you do have, for the most people, families, a bacon and egg breakfast maybe on the weekend.
Correct.
So our fast breakfasts have doomed us.
Right. So a very simple thing that anybody can do is instead of having juice, a bagel, cereal, to have instead to have a protein breakfast, a Greek yogurt, protein shake, eggs, whatever. That can cut your appetite later in the day. The second thing we found, which we go into in the book, is that having vegetables and protein at the beginning of a meal, having your carbs at the end of the meal, has a big impact on your blood sugar and what happens to your blood sugar over the next few hours. If you have the carbs first, your sugar rises dramatically, then it falls about 2.5-3 hours later. That triggers more hunger. People constantly tell me, I just had dinner. I had dinner at 7 o'clock. I had a big dinner at a restaurant, and then I come home and I'm starving. How could that possibly be? I just ate a whole dinner. It's because your sugar is now dropping after the meal. So our solution, which we've studied, shows that if you have the vegetables and protein first, you don't start out with bread, you don't start out with a soda, but with a salad, vegetable, some chicken, and then you have the carbs at the end. You have that piece of bread at the end, towards the end of the meal. What happens is your sugar doesn't shoot up. It just gradually rises, and that's fine. The most important thing is it doesn't plummet 3 hours later. We find that this can really help people to stick with the diet. And the study that we did, we gave the exact same number of calories. We didn't change. But the fact is that when people had the vegetables and protein first, they weren't that hungry later on for the bread. They wound up, you know, if they had their choice, they would have eaten less bread.
That's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Dr. Louis Aroney, and we're talking about the Change Your Biology diet. Now, let me ask you, what is your background, Dr. Aroney?
My background, I trained in medicine. I've been working in obesity research now since 1986. And I've been the president of the Obesity Research Society in the United States, and now I'm the chairman of the American Board of Obesity Medicine, which is a new specialty board. It's the fastest growing area of medicine. More doctors are going into obesity medicine than geriatrics, endocrinology, infectious diseases. Doctors are beginning to get the idea that obesity is an illness, that it's a disease that needs to be treated in a more effective way.
I really believe that too. Now, what about the gut? Okay, everybody says that the gut is so, really runs your biology of your body.
Well, the gut and the bacteria that are in your intestine, which we call the microbiome, are turning out to have profound effect on metabolism. Just yesterday, a paper came out showing that when mice lose weight, most of this work right now has been done in mice, but it's going to be done in humans soon. Get mice to lose weight, what happens is the bacteria in the intestine change in a way that makes the lining of the intestine grow, so it has more surface area, so it can absorb more calories. That's part of what stops you from losing weight, that you can absorb even more calories. The thing that was amazing is they found that one bacteria virtually disappeared. And if they put that bacteria back, like a probiotic with this particular bacteria, what happened was it prevented the intestinal lining from growing, and the mice were able to lose more weight. So that's just an amazing finding that in the next few years will have practical applications. We'll be able to take people who've lost weight, give them a probiotic with this bacteria in it, and in all likelihood, we'll see greater weight loss.
So, Dr. Aroney, we've talked about probiotics on our show before, and is that something you should do every day or when you're not feeling good, or what's your thought on that?
Well, Kim, the kind of probiotic I'm talking about is very, very specific. It's a very specific type of bacterial strain that's in the intestine. One of the problems with probiotics now, so if someone has an upset stomach, taking a probiotic might be helpful. If you're on antibiotics, taking probiotic would be helpful. But what we're talking about is something that's more targeted at one specific strain of the millions of strains of bacteria. So that for weight loss, we don't recommend anything right now. We don't have enough specificity. We don't exactly know what to recommend. You know, one of the most interesting things we've seen is that patients get antibiotics and they gain weight. And what we're learning now is the antibiotics may be killing some of the intestinal bacteria that leads to weight gain. But in some people, we find you give the exact same antibiotics and they get weight loss. So it's complicated. There's no question that it's involved, but it's complicated, and we have to sort out exactly what we're doing before we start to intervene specifically for weight with probiotics.
Doctor, quick question, and this is from my life, my dad. My dad wasn't an overeater, but I think I could put him as an awful eater. He was a Scotsman who lived on salt and all sorts of stuff, and he really had some harrowing issues later on in life. How much can an improved diet actually give you back some of your health rather than just losing a little bit of weight?
Great question.
There are many potential benefits from eating healthy food, which is real food. It's stuff that grows in the ground. It's vegetables and healthy protein. That's what people should be eating. It doesn't mean that you can never eat ice cream or any of the sweets that people tend to like or starches. But what we see is that people do that all the time. That's what they have every day. They have a Frappuccino in the morning, which is hundreds and hundreds of calories of sugar and fat. Those kinds of things degrade your health in many different ways, not just the weight gain. It puts a tremendous metabolic strain on your body that ultimately makes your body break down earlier than it would. And by eating real food, healthy food, what you're doing is, number one, you're not eating things like that that tend to cause deterioration of the body, and you're giving the body nutrients that it needs to live a long and healthy life.
Right. So let me ask you, you know, it's interesting because, you know, as we get older, it's harder and harder to lose weight, correct? And, you know, I just lost my mom and all of a sudden weight just dropped off of me. I'm like, are you kidding? I've been like trying to do this. And I thought it must be menopause. It must be, you know, where I am in my life. But what all of a sudden happens to your body when you're going through stress? Some people gain weight, some people lose weight. Would you be able to talk about that?
Yes.
Could you do me a favor? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Great. I'm really excited to hear and interested to hear about that. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I've got some Pete's Breakfast House to give away. Go have a hearty breakfast, a healthy breakfast, as we're talking right now, over here at Pete's.
Plenty of protein
there. There you go. Protein. Exactly. And that's right here on Main Street. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaptation received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Louis Aroney. We're talking about his book, The Change, Your Biology Diet, and it's the proven programs for lifelong weight loss. And I was talking before we left on our break that all of a sudden I just started dropping weight, and here I've been really trying to diet, eat less, all that stuff, but nothing. I couldn't budge. And after I just lost my mom a couple weeks ago, all of a sudden it was like, you know, I mean, yes, I didn't eat a lot, but I don't think I didn't eat as any less. So what is that, you know, what's your thought on that?
Sometimes when you're under stress, it could be good stress, it could be bad stress, we'll see body weight change. And we don't completely understand what that is all about, but I've definitely seen it. I've often joked with people that the most powerful weight-losing agent is when someone falls in love, they just lose weight. And again, I wish I could put that in a bottle and sell it for a lot of reasons, but weight loss just comes on. People lose their appetite completely. They get to the lowest weight they've ever been.
Okay. So how does the order in which you eat your food affect your weight? Is that something that matters?
It matters a lot. And our research now has shown that just by having vegetables and protein before carbs.
Okay.
So that means not eating the bread when you go to a restaurant, not eating the bread first, that you can dramatically lower blood sugar. And what that does is keeps your appetite in control for the next meal.
Hmm.
So instead of going through this roller coaster of blood sugar up and down, which is, we know, triggers eating, it stabilizes things.
Great. And so my last question is, Dr. Aroney, I mean, there's so many more things to be talking about, but my question to you is, so many people say, I just can't have any more bread. I can't have any of that stuff. But you're saying just have it at the end of your meal instead of the beginning, and that will, then you could still have it?
Well, if you can avoid it, that would be great.
Okay.
But we know that over time, people can't do that in the long run. Eventually, they want it, they crave it, they start thinking about it. So the question is, when can you have it so that it's, quote-unquote, safe? And our answer is having it at the end of the meal. That way, it doesn't trigger eating at the next meal. That is what we have found is one of the biggest issues when people go off a lower carbohydrate diet.
Wow.
And the book goes into this and goes into other treatments. If you can't lose weight, there are many other
reasons or
treatments.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I would love, what are your other books about?
All my books are about weight, and as we've learned more, the books have been updated to include the latest details. For example, this book is named The Change Your Biology Diet. One thing that people don't realize is that fattening food changes the nerves in your brain that carry the signals from your fat cell, stomach, and intestine to the rest of your brain. Those nerves don't work as well. And as a result, your brain can't tell how much fat is stored and how much you've eaten. That's why it's hard to lose weight, because basically eating fattening food damages the nerves in your brain that tell your brain how much you've eaten. So it gets a vicious cycle where you eat more, you damage the nerves more, and you don't feel as full.
Wow.
And it's getting at that. So our research we're doing, other people are doing, we're trying to get at that. So first, we're stimulating those nerves, but eventually we're going to repair the nerves. There are ways to repair it. And in trials of little mice, it's been shown that you can cure obesity by fixing this.
Hmm.
So those are the kinds of things that the average person doesn't get.
I like it. Where do we find your book?
You can get it at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. I'm sure many bookstores locally have it.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing this really great information about really losing weight. And I'm excited to share this with all of our listeners.
Thanks very much, Kim.
And thank you. And I hope that you share our show with everyone. And I thank you for being a guest.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. All right, we are going to slip right into our next interview here. And we've got Dr. Nicholas Hedberg and also Danielle Cook. And we're going to be talking about the Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And again, I thank you so much for being here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Also, I want to make sure that you are getting our newsletter, because all of our interviews and all of our guests are in there. And so you could just click on, download whatever it is that you're interested in and be able to get all that information. So when you're calling up, make sure that you're getting our newsletters, and those go out every single week along with our shows. So with that, let's bring our guests on. And Dr. Hedberg and Danielle Cook, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. So tell us a little bit, is this your first book?
No, this is not the first book. This is my third book. Danielle, I'm not sure if you have any other books, do you?
This is the first, and then I did a survival guide for endometriosis and pelvic pain, and I'm working on an integrative approach to endometriosis and pelvic pain right now.
Mm, okay, very interesting. We'll have to have you back and talk about that. And what were your other three books on Dr. Hedberg?
Well, the first book was also on thyroid disorders, and then the second book was on blood chemistry analysis for doctors. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I welcome you to our show. And so understanding and managing thyroid disease, I'm a hair therapist, and it's interesting. A lot of times when I see women or even men that are losing their hair, I always go, is there something, have you ever had your thyroid checked? Is that something that you see a lot of?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Too much thyroid hormone can cause hair loss, and too little thyroid hormone can cause hair loss. So whether someone's hypothyroid or hyperthyroid, there's definitely a connection there.
Right, right. And so I know that you talk about thyroid hormone, and that's one of the most prescribed drug in America. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. So Synthroid, it's like you said, it's the number one most prescribed drug in America. And autoimmune thyroid disease is the number one most common autoimmune disease in the world as well. So very, very big topic. You know, about 28 million people in America have hypothyroidism and have to take medication for it.
And you call that an autoimmune?
Well, 90% of thyroid cases that are hypothyroid are due to an autoimmune disease. It's called Hashimoto's thyroid disease.
Okay, Hashimoto. And now, okay, for our listeners that, you know, it's interesting, my grandmother had that and my mom was just diagnosed with Hashimoto. What does that exactly mean?
So basically an autoimmune disease is a condition where your immune system is attacking your own body tissue. So in the thyroid, it's in the case of Hashimoto's, it's the thyroid. So your body's making antibodies against the thyroid gland, and then that creates destruction of the gland, inflammation, and hypothyroidism.
And what are your complications with that?
Fatigue, weight gain, difficulty losing weight, depression, constipation, hair loss, muscle aches, insomnia, dry skin, dry brittle nails, cold hands and feet, a lot of problems with a sluggish metabolism.
Wow. Okay. And so is there, so you're saying prescribe the right medication, you can have relief from all that?
Not always. Okay. Because Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition. Mm-hmm. So the key is working on the immune system and not necessarily the thyroid. So a lot of people out there are on medication and they're just not really feeling better because the autoimmune component is not being addressed.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. If you were trying to address the autoimmune, how would you go about that?
Well, the cause of autoimmune disease is going to be different for everyone. So that's going to be patient specific. But to name a few of the most common causes, one would be vitamin D deficiency, problems with gluten, different types of infections, like different viruses and bacteria that can cause it. So those are a few of some of the main causes of Hashimoto's.
So when you're saying vitamin D deficient, and it's interesting, we've had several talks about that in here. That's a huge thing all of a sudden. I remember, I mean, years ago, I had a doctor from Florida, where there's so much sunshine out there, and he said, oh, yeah, California people don't really know that. And then the next week, I went to my doctor, and I said, could you just look at my, you know, vitamin D? And he's like, oh, it's fine. And then he goes, oh, you're actually deficient. And then, you know, and then it kind of went through my family. We were all deficient. Is that something that is kind of hand in hand?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. They found that people with Hashimoto's disease have lower levels of vitamin D, so that there is a strong connection there.
That's interesting. Okay, great. So I know that, and I want to bring Danielle on. Is Danielle, tell us a little bit about who you are.
I'm a dietitian. I practice in California, and I've practiced in a lot of different realms, but right now I'm specializing more in functional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have hypothyroid. Mine is not an autoimmune condition, and that's how I met Dr. Hedberg. Mm-hmm. He was my doctor, and we worked together. And so mine is a little bit different. So my mine stems from an infection, and we worked together with working on my infection and work on my thyroid and also adrenal issues.
Right. Okay. And so let me ask you, so how did you know that you had that problem?
I was really tired all the time. I had trouble concentrating. I definitely had some hair loss, especially also on the outsides of my eyebrows. I lost some hair from there as well. I definitely had sluggish digestion, heartburn. And the more I read about it and the more I studied it, the more I understood, oh, my gosh, your thyroid is connected to everything. And then that stemmed my interest in wanting to study it more. And then the more I learned about it, the more I saw a lot of these symptoms in patients that were coming to me.
Hmm, that's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, one, we will be here till 8 o'clock, and of course we have a whole nother show, and all of our shows are completely different guests. I do want to remind you of all that, and really, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our podcast, and that will play an hour after our show plays here. And that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking right now with Dr. Hedberg. We're talking with Danielle Cook, and we're talking about their book, The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide, Understanding and Managing Your Thyroid Diseases. And is this something that's hereditary in families?
Yes, there's definitely a genetic component to thyroid disorders. So we'll see, you know, a patient and the mother will have it, and also grandma will have the condition as well.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a genetic component there.
Okay. And so how old should you be? I mean, if you have children, should they be getting their thyroid tested or?
No, there's really no reason to unless they develop the symptoms of hypothyroidism.
And again, tell us the symptoms of hypothyroid.
There's a lot, but fatigue, and then, you know, if you gain weight and then you have really a lot of trouble losing the weight, even if you're dieting and exercising, and then it affects your mood. So you might be depressed or anxious, and you might have insomnia, and everything just kind of slows down. So you get constipation and you can't burn fat. And so you get cold too, like people who wear sweaters in the summer or have very cold hands and feet. That's another common sign.
Oh, really? Okay. So somebody that has really cold feet, that should be a sign that they should go get their thyroid checked?
If that's all they have and nothing else, then that doesn't necessarily warrant getting checked, but that is a common symptom.
Okay. So let me ask you, I know that you talk about there's some food that definitely we should not be eating if you have any problems with your thyroid, right?
Well, if you have Hashimoto's disease, then most likely you're going to want to avoid gluten, you know, gluten's in wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and that increases inflammation of the thyroid gland.
Okay, great. And what is the one supplement that everyone with thyroid problems can benefit from?
Selenium in the form of selenomethionine is going to be it's going to have the most impact if you do have Hashimoto's disease, because it's been shown to decrease the antibody levels and decrease the inflammation in the gland.
Okay. And what are the symptoms of Hashimoto?
Pretty much the same as hypothyroidism. So all the ones that we talked about before, the fatigue, the weight gain, the depression, and things like that.
Okay. Okay, great. Where can we find out more information about you and your book, and where are you both located?
Right. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
And my website is drhedberg.com. It's just D-R hedberg.com. And then the book is available on amazon.com.
Okay. And Danielle?
I'm in Los Gatos, California. And I'm at Vital Health Institute. And that website is www.vitalhealth.com.
Okay, great. Well, I thank both of you. I hope that you share our show with everyone. And I believe that we've got some really good information here. I would love to, you know, follow you guys. And also in your book, you've got a lot of great recipes, correct?
Yeah, there's actually a 30-day meal plan, and it's also split into lower carbohydrate meals and then meals that are designed to be eaten maybe after exercise. And Dr. Hedberg goes into a lot of the detail of that as far as why we've designed it that way. And then there's 150 recipes to support these meal plans and also just to give people ideas of what they can eat.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I thank you both. And really, some really great information. Again, Danielle Cook and Dr. Hedberg, and of course, their book, The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide. Thank you so much. And I hope that you share our show with everyone.
Thank you.
Kim.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I'm really excited to talk about one of our new sponsors, and that is Elite Theater right here. And we are excited. They have been entertaining and educating and enriching their audience since 1994. And we've got tickets to their show that's playing right now. I love the name. I love you. Tom, you'll love this. It's I love you. You're perfect. Now change. So what a great thing. So anyways, I'd love to send a couple people there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life and Life in the 805. Our next guest, I'm really excited to be able to work with both of them, and that is Vicky Samra and also Mike. And Mike is the restaurant manager. Vicky is their media on the Clock Tower Inn and, of course, the Now restaurant. I just actually had an opportunity to eat there, and we had the chicken piccata and some calamari. And it was really, really good. So really nice, very simple restaurant connected right to the Clock Tower Inn. And let's welcome Vicky. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, Kim. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. Do we have Mike, too?
Yes, he's here as well.
Oh, great. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. All right, do I have both of you guys on the same line, or are you guys going back and forth?
We're going back and forth.
Okay, so let's talk to you, Mike, for a second.
Dean Angelo.
Oh, okay. I have Mike. I'm so sorry.
No,
okay.
Dean. I'm Mike's partner, and I'm the executive chef. I own like several restaurants, which Mike worked for me back in the day, and that's how we got into this business.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, I was just at the restaurant, had the chicken piccata.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And some calamari, Caesar salad. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, one, tell everybody where your restaurant is located. And, of course, that is the Now Restaurant.
Yes, it's located on 181 Santa Clara Street in downtown Ventura. We're two blocks from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the space. It's a beautiful historical building. It used to be a firehouse back in the early 1900s. And you saw the building itself has all the high ceilings.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
Very, you guys did very unique. We have the outside patio.
With a little bar and restaurant,
yes.
Right? Yeah, so it's a perfect destination. And then, of course, you have the hotel that's located right on top of it, right?
Yes.
Right next door.
Right next door, correct.
You know, you can, like, follow your way right next door to it. So
yes.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about your menu there and, you know, what people can expect.
Okay. Our menu is Northern Italian. With a lot of seafood, and we do a lot of, you know, old-school comfort food dishes. We have our trio meatballs, which is very popular. We do, like, a mushroom meatball with Swiss cheese, with a port wine, with caramelized shallots over the top. And then you get a regular meatball and a shrimp ball. It's called the trio meatballs.
I saw that. Three big ones on one long
yes.
plate, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yep, I saw that.
We also have chicken meatballs we do, which is really good. We do that with a ranch and blue cheese dressing.
Ooh, yum,
yes.
Okay.
And then our signature dish is our chicken Savoy, which is really East Coast. It's a baked chicken with Parmesan cheese baked in it, and then it's in a balsamic reduction vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
That's with garlic, mashed potatoes, and julienne vegetables.
Mm.
That's one of our signature dishes. But it's basically Northern Italian comfort food. And then we do have some pub stuff on there, too. We have burgers, and we have truffle fries. So it's pretty eclectic.
I also saw some lamb chops that looked delicious.
Yeah, we do a rack of lamb.
Okay,
New Zealand rack of lamb.
Yeah,
and
really.
And that's done on the grill. And that's sliced, and that's got the port wine sauce over the caramelized shallots, the port wine sauce over a bed of spinach and potatoes.
Ooh, I'm going to have to come back now.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
See? So question, okay, do people need to make reservations?
You don't need to make reservations. You could just walk in, but it's better if you do make a reservation. Better
okay.
for you. But we take walk-ins, and we sit about 200, so it's a pretty big place between outside the bar area and the other side. And we also have a banquet facility, which we're just remodeling right now, which we could do weddings, showers.
Oh.
It's about 100 people. It's called the Santa Fe Room.
Okay.
And we're just remodeling that right now. And we have live jazz on Thursday nights.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, great. And do you have an appetizer night?
Well, we do happy hour.
Our happy hour, yes.
We do our happy hour, and our happy hour is all our stuff on the menu, and it's just priced almost half price. And then we have all craft drinks, and they start at like $4, and glass of wine for $4, and beer for $4. So we do a happy hour from 4 to 6 every night, and then we do, 4 to 7, I'm sorry, 4 to 7.
Every night, Monday through Sunday?
No, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, we do from 3 to 5,
mm-hmm.
happy hour.
Okay.
Yes, and like I said, I used to own several restaurants on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
and I flew out here, me and Mike got together and put this restaurant together, and we just found this great spot down by the beach, and it's just like a hidden jewel, this town.
No, I really, you know, it's funny, when my husband and I were driving over there, I'm like, oh my God, okay, this is it. And so, yeah, no, you guys did a really nice job of it, and I'm excited to be a part of, you know, helping you work to spread the word about it. How long have you guys been open so far?
Well, we just finished our third month.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so it's new. We got to get the word out. We got to
get
people over there.
Yeah.
I know I've got a gift certificate right now for somebody that it calls in right now. And again, our phone number is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give a gift certificate. And that is, of course, Now Restaurant. Also, if you are interested in, you know, weddings, maybe we'll have a mixer there. We'll get the Kim Pagano Show and get a bunch of people over there. That is at 181 Santa Clara, and right there, I mean, it's a great, great location. And of course, right next door, you have a little too much to drink. You could just kind of walk right on over to the Clock Tower Inn, correct?
Yes.
All right.
If you meet someone that you really fancy, you could bring them to the Clock Tower Inn.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. So let me ask you, just, you know, everybody always is really excited to go to happy hour and then, you know, have a couple of appetizers and then head over to dinner. What are some of your happy hour treats?
We do a really cool, it's called Shrimp Beeps. It's totally East Coast. It's shrimp in a heavy ragu, and we do caramelized habaneros, and we pulsate them, and we apply it into the sauce with little vinegar peppers with biscotti. That's like Italian garlic bread.
Ooh.
And it's called shrimp beeps. It's really hot and spicy. People
Ooh.
Love it.
Okay.
We have another shrimp dish that's pretty spicy, but it's on the lighter side. It's called shrimp arrabbiata, and that's in a garlic wine sauce with crushed red peppers.
Oh.
That's really, really good, too.
Okay, our mouths are watering. Okay, yeah. Yep, we're going to be talking about this all day today. I love it.
All right.
Okay, great. So let me ask you, do you change the menu, or is it pretty standard, or do you come on a different night and you get different things?
Well, we've been changing up a little bit. So since we've opened up, we opened with kind of a bigger menu. We scaled it down. Well, hold one second.
Somebody's calling right now for a reservation, right?
Yeah, someone's calling for a reservation, exactly. But we opened up with a bigger menu, and we scaled it down to see what people were ordering, and now we're applying things to it. So we're kind of tweaking it as we go along.
Wow, perfect. Well, again, Now Restaurant, 181 Santa Clara, right here in Ventura. It's located right next to the hotel, the clock tower, and Dean, pleasure talking to you. I'm going to send people in.
All right.
And I'm going to come back in and start trying all those great things. I'm all about foodie.
Okay. Tell them to ask for Dean or Michael.
You got it. All right. Let me talk to Vicki.
Okay. Here's Vicki.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. All right. Now we got a rundown of the Now Restaurant, which I was able to go and try, and it was really good. And I walked on over to the Clock Tower Inn,
uh-huh.
and wow, nice job over there. So tell us a little bit about the history of the hotel.
Well, the Clock Tower, the Clock Tower Inn was here, built in 1940s. It was a California Spanish-style firehouse with a clock tower. And then in 1985, San Francisco designer Tom Brooks came in and was commissioned to create the inn with the existing structure, which had the double brick walls in it. He transformed the main hall into a comfortable lobby, but basically it has really big beam ceilings and a large fireplace. And then he added in the guest rooms. And then thus it became the Clock Tower Inn.
I love it. Okay. And so what do your rooms come with?
We offer a continental breakfast during the weekdays, and on the weekends we offer a full breakfast buffet. It comes with free parking and then free Wi-Fi.
Nice. That's perfect. Okay. You also, if somebody's having a wedding or, events or anything, you kind of work together with the restaurant, correct?
Yeah, we actually have four different venues that people can come and look at the different banquets. They can accommodate anywhere from like 10 to around 250 people.
Wow.
We accommodate so many different things like corporate meetings, retreats, church events, weddings. Pretty much we do it all, Kim.
Right. And I love your little patio there.
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of people that like to come out here on the atrium. They come out, they have breakfast, they sit down, they read a newspaper. It's just a really nice place. It's like being at home, but outside, kind of.
Yeah, and of course, you're right there by the beach. Vicki, how many rooms does the hotel have?
The room has 49 rooms.
Okay. And can we talk about, is there any specials or anything that, let's see, what's the next holiday coming up that somebody, if you're not having a honeymoon or, an anniversary, do you have different events at the hotel?
We work with different things. Like right now, the Champagne and Wine Rock in Ventura is coming up April the 16th.
Yep, I will be a part of that.
Exactly. And we have a package going for double occupancy, two tickets, and full breakfast for $229.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a really good price.
Okay, so great. Well, you know what? You guys are in our newsletter. I do want to remind anybody, we also have a hotel giveaway that the Clock Tower has given us. And of course, we've been doing that all month long.
Yeah.
And so I want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Put your name in for that room. And again, we've got a gift certificate to Now Restaurant located, both of them, 181 Santa Clara. Vicki and Dean, thank you so much for sharing the Clock Tower Inn and the Now Restaurant. And I can't wait to come back and check it out.
That's great. Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. You have a really great day. All right, we are at the end of our show, of course, our first hour, and we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us. And let's see, really quick, we're going to be talking, I know we've got the Rubicon coming on, And then we've got Kira Estrenian, Stop Being Lonely, and Dr. Rob Bell, and Don't Should on Your Kids, okay? And, of course, we've got the Jeff Kober and Jacques Roy from the Rubicon, and that is The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. We're going to be talking about that. Stay with us. Of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.